Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Do you remember what you did for your 21st? How about your...
Yeah, I was in Russia.
How about your 30th? Or your 40th?
No,
or your
50th? Remember.
Or
no.
Beyond? A lot of us like to mark these milestones by doing something, maybe having a celebration or doing something special. How about selling off your house and your car to go live in a camper van and drive across Europe? Well, that's exactly what Rose Jones is trying to do, to raise money for the adventure of a lifetime. She's getting rid of the gaff, getting rid of the wheels. She's on the line. How are you, Rose?
I'm grand. How are you?
Very well, thanks. When did you dream up this idea?
Oh, sure. It's been a dream for a long time, like years and years. I always wanted to go travelling.
Go travelling in a camper van specifically?
Oh, yeah, in a camper van. Oh, I've always wanted to do it.
And any particular destination that always attracted you?
Just to travel everywhere all around Europe. Just get in the van and drive.
Right.
Is your husband, Colin, totally on board with this?
Absolutely. Well, when I say absolutely, I kind of had to bend his arm to put the car in.
Okay, so you're raffling off the house and the car. What car do you have that you're raffling off?
So he has a BMW M2.
Oh, you're joking.
Wow, nice car.
Gorgeous. No wonder he's reluctant to raffle it off.
Yeah, that's probably his pride and joy. And
absolutely.
Whereabouts do you live?
We live in Waterford in Hennessy's Road.
Okay, so you've got the house, you got the car, you're getting rid of that. Presumably the jobs have to be packed in as well.
Yeah, no, that was a tricky bit because we both worked for the same company.
Ooh.
So we asked for a year out now. They were amazing. They said, go for it, lads. You know, we had no problem.
That's great.
So you've asked for a year out. I mean, what happens after the year? And you go, well, that was a great holiday and now we've nowhere to live.
We live in the camper van.
Have you spent much time in the camper van?
Never.
Right, because I have. We, Dermot and I both have.
And what was that like?
Well, I mean...
Intense.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily recommend living in one.
Like, would you not rent a camper van for, say, a couple of weeks and drive around Ireland and see what it's like before you blow up your life?
No.
No.
I want to go first.
Fair play, Rose. I love the attitude.
There's a small matter of a pandemic. When are you thinking of doing it?
Yeah. So we're looking to do it next year, but all going well, I suppose we'll wait and see what countries are open that we can get into.
Yeah, well, and can you get out of Ireland and who will accept you, I suppose, is the other question. Like, it would be annoying if you got to every country and had to 2 weeks self-isolate in your camper van. We weren't left outside.
Yeah.
The smell would be incredible.
I don't mind.
How much money do you think you'll raise by selling everything off? Because it's an interesting way of doing it. Like, you could obviously just sell your house to a buyer, sell your car to a buyer and have your money. But this kind of recent way of raffling things off seems to be a kind of a revenue generator.
It is. Yeah, I mean, look, you're not going to do it for nothing. You want to make some money out of it so that we can pay for our trip of the lifetime, which... not cheap, you know.
So how many tickets are you hoping to sell and how much will they be?
So I have 80,000 tickets.
Right.
And they're €5. So it's £5 a ticket because obviously it's on an English raffle site.
An English raffle site,
There is no platform in Ireland to do this.
Okay. So 400 grand.
And the tickets are 550 then in euro.
Right.
Okay, so I presume you got to pay a bit of commission to the people who organise the raffle. Is that how it works?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, we have to get to the 80,000. If we don't get to the 80,000, then the winner still gets 75% of the ticket sales and the raffle company gets the 25% and we obviously get nothing.
Oh, right. So
that's just a chance you take.
I was going to say,
you have to go for. You have to just push to try and get the ticket sold.
So buying a raffle ticket means you are in with the chance of winning something. That just might be a big pile of money or it might be a house and a car.
It's a win-win for whoever buys the ticket, obviously.
So like there's a chance you could get nothing.
Yeah.
But you'd keep your house and car, though.
Well, obviously, yeah.
Oh, okay,
but
we won't
make any money off the raffle.
Either. I know what you mean, unless you reach the 80,000.
Well, how much would your house be worth if you put it on the market today?
I suppose we might get about 200,000 for it.
And then the car, your poor Paulie Collins M2, what do you think? What would you get for that?
Well, they're still going for around 48,000.
Right, okay.
Okay, so you're looking for the gaff, the house money, and then... like plus change then as well. How do you sit down and work out how much money you're going to need for a trip like yours?
I didn't really sit down and work it out, to be honest with you.
Rose, you're a legend. have you looked into the prices of camper vans?
Well, we bought an old bus. We're doing up an old bus at the moment.
Okay, so that's going to be your camper van?
Yeah. It was a 16-seater bus. so ripped out all the seats, and we're working on that at the moment.
There'll be plenty of room in that then.
It will, yeah. It'll be great once we get it done.
Have you a nickname for it yet?
No,
not yet.
you will.
Are you going to like paint it in like crazy designs, like, you know, Rose and Colin on the road or the Passion Wagon or...
Well, no. I've had my brother get in and jump up and down a bit just to make sure that the shocks are okay.
Excellent.
Yeah, you got to make sure that thing's prepared.
Well, look, it's fascinating stuff. How can people get involved? They're listening now and they go, do you know what? I might want Rose's Gaffin and M2. How do they get involved?
Absolutely. I mean, look, I've had loads of people ask me that question. Like, they don't have to live in it. They can rent it. Yeah. They can sell it. They can do what they like with it. You can just go onto our Prize Home Waterford page. It's on the Facebook page, and the links are all there then to purchase the tickets.
Okay, so facebook.com/ Prize Home Waterford.
That's it, that's the one.
Do you think that if a year from the day you drive off onto the ferry and head off on your adventure, if you're back in Ireland looking for your old job back with no house to live in, do you think it'll still be worth it?
Absolutely. Life is too short now. This pandemic has taught me that if you don't try something now, yeah, I might never get a chance. I'm 50 next year, so.
Well,
as my father might say, you're going through a midlife crisis. But
well, yeah, but you're doing it with
a damn fine one, yeah. Usually, it's a terrible man buying a terrible sports car. So at least you're doing the right stuff.
He's already done that.
does everybody who you tell this plan to ask you if you have children?
Yes, everybody.
Do you have children?
I do. I have one daughter.
What age is she?
She's 27.
What does she think?
So we're going through a midlife crisis.
Rose Jones, we wish you the best. We hope everybody buys tickets. If you've got learning a fiver, you can win a gaff in a car if you go and search Prize Home Waterford on Facebook. Rose, thanks a million. Bye.
Thanks very much, lads.
See you later. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.